it's sort of a I've heard it said that like Lungpa Cha's, somebody asked him about like psychic powers, whether or not he could read his students' minds, and he said something like, I don't need to. I just see how they walk in the door, how they bow. Is that something that like it probably it happens over time when you see so many monks and so many mental states, you start to get a sense for that?
You get a feel for that, yeah. Certainly not on the level that Ajahn Chah did. He was very astute, really good reader of character. But yeah, over time, and you see how people, their personality and mental states are expressed through the body so much, and how people hold themselves, how they do things, how they move, how they don't move. So there's a being able to tune in to that, and just over time one gains a certain sensitivity.